It's time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are things?
Life in the city is just fine. How's the North Shore?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Good. Well, I want to talk this morning. I was sharing with a friend of mine this week that my mother's been sick, and she's been taking care of her father the whole summer in a very intense way. And she was sharing some of the lessons from this, and one thing that she said has just really stuck with me, which is she, on a daily basis, asks herself, what helps me come alive? What helps me feel alive? And in a real stressful time, she has been able to renew. And I thought, heck, even if it's not stressful, what a great question to ask every day. So we consciously are renewing, feeding our soul with what is most important. So thinking about that, if you type in feel alive on the web browser, you'll find lots of interesting blogs that have lists of 10 to 22 things that people feel may help them come alive. And, of course, there are patterns and themes like spending time with friends and family, playing with children, staring at nature. And I think it's a really interesting reflection because for me, when I'm especially after a busy summer, which I know a lot of people in Cook County can relate to, I get depleted. And so what helps me come alive as a daily reflection can gradually refill, what's been taken out. But even if I'm not depleted, that kind of reflection reminds me to be grateful for what I do have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked, CJ, you and I have talked several times about how impactful consciously being grateful every day can be in both of your positive attitude and in your sense of well-being. So, what is it that helps me come back to myself? What helps bring joy into my life? What helps renew as a continuous reflection? And what's interesting, even, in difficult or depleting times, that obviously is critical, but doing it as a daily practice can help you get more aware of what you want more of in your life. I know some folks that have, done a whole career come about by just paying attention. What gives me energy today? What was life-giving in what I did today? And how do I get more of it? And there's a lot of research called appreciative inquiry, where you find what's working and build on it. And it's not about denial. It's not about not looking at what really is, but it's about consciously choosing to focus on what you want more of or what you want to create in your life. And it can have a huge impact on your sense of authorship in your next chapter. So sometimes I'm thinking, and maybe it's not death that I fear as much as not living my life. So consciously every day thinking, am I living my life the best so that I am the best of myself?
Mm-hmm.
It's a worthy reflection.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. Lovely talking to you.
Good to talk to you.